So since the 1960s then, both Protestant and Catholic Christians have been joining in what is called dialogue, a conversation about how they might emphasize what joins them rather than what separates them. And recently, Orthodoxy has joined that conversation as well. Now, the ideal of unity can be pursued in one of two ways. The least likely way is getting everybody in the same organization. And although many church leaders have sweated many hours in trying to resolve the ancient disputes, for example, between Catholics and Lutherans over the doctrine of justification by faith or by works, nobody cares. Those are the debates of the 16th century, not of the 21st century. It's unlikely that all Christians are going to belong to the same organization. Too many different cultures of Christianity have developed over time. The other approach to ecumenism, which I think is much more attractive, is for Christians to recognize their diversity and to celebrate it and to emphasize those elements that they share in terms of faith, morals, story, and so forth, and to learn from each other the many different styles in which one might live out an authentic Christian life. In other words, a shift from rivalry and envy and hostility to one of mutual acceptance within the same framework of faith. I want to say at the end, however, that the future of Christianity may not lie in this first world. The future of Christianity may lie in what we now call the third world, or the developing nations. The greatest numerical development and numerical growth of Christianity over the last decades has been in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, as well as in those countries of Eastern Europe, including Russia, where communism for decades had forbidden religious practice. New Christians in Eastern Europe are deeply fervent. Notice that the current Roman Catholic Bishop of Rome, John Paul II, is Polish and was as staunchly opposed to communism and has been a great celebrator of the development of the Christian tradition in Eastern Europe. Correspondingly, even as Christianity has grown numerically, in Eastern Europe, Asia, Africa, Latin America, it has tended to decline numerically and in enthusiasm in North America and in Europe. I am willing to bet that the next pope may well be from Asia or Africa. So numerous have the number of Asian and African cardinals, those who elect the bishop, become. More important for the future, Christianity outside of Europe and North America is creative. It has shed the vestiges of colonialism. You remember how the church in Latin America and Asia and Africa had resulted from missions from Europe, which accompanied world exploration and very much imported with Christianity Western culture. And what is happening now is that Christianity in those continents is becoming indigenous. It is discovering how to be Asian Christianity, African Christianity, both in its liturgy and in its forms of spirituality. We now have very fine Indian Christian theologians, Latin American theologians, Korean theologians. Indeed, many dioceses in the United States have become missionary. In other words, many parishes, Catholic parishes in this country, are actually supplied with ministry by Vietnamese priests, by Colombian priests, by Polish priests. The third world may well be the future for Christianity. So as it enters the fourth stage of its story, Christianity needs to decide how to move into the future, even as it recognizes that that decision is not entirely its own to make. Considered from the outside as a human institution, Christianity faces the challenge of deciding which aspects of its tradition are essential and which aspects of its tradition are optional. Considered from the inside as a believing community, Christians are challenged to discern how God is at work in the world and shape its response accordingly. The future of this world religion, however, appears to lie in its capacity to truly become a world religion rather than simply a remnant of a European culture that has run out of steam.
We hope you've enjoyed these lectures from our Great Courses series. Our courses are available to order online. Visit our website at www.teach12.com or call our customer service representatives at 1-800-TEACH-12. That's 1-800-832-2412. Thank you very much.